The story of Harris Burdick is a story everybody knows, though there is hardly anything to be known about him. More than 25 years ago, a man named Peter Wenders was visited by a stranger who introduced himself as Harris Burdick, and who left behind 14 fascinating drawings with equally, if not more fascinating, captions, promising to return the next day with more illustrations and the stories to match. Mr. Wenders never saw him again, and for years readers have pored breathlessly over Mr. Burdick's oeuvre, a phrase that here means looked at the drawings, read the captions, and tried to think what the stories might be like. The result has been an enormous collection of stories produced by readers all over the globe, imagining worlds of which Mr. Burdick gave us only a glimpse. I always had a theory regarding Mr. Burdick's disappearance, however, that I have lacked the courage to share until today. It seemed to me that the mysterious author was hiding, but not in the places people usually hide, such as underneath the bed, or behind the coats in the closet, or in the middle of a field covered in a blanket that looks like grass. Mr. Burdick likely hid among his cohorts, a word that here means other people in his line of work. Rather than give any more of his work to Mr. Wenders, Mr. Burdick might have distributed his stories over a period of many years among his comrades in literature. Perhaps he gave them as gifts in acknowledgement of their allowing him to hide in their homes. Perhaps he hid them in their guest rooms in the hopes that they would never be found. In any case, it was always my hope that the rest of Mr. Burdick's work would surface, even if the mysteries of Mr. Burdick, who by now is either very old, quite dead, or both, remained unsolved. This book, then, is suspicious. The stories you find here may have been written, as so many Burdick stories have been written, as the guesswork of authors drawn to Mr. Burdick's striking images and captions. But I believe these are the actual stories written by Harris Burdick, given by Burdick to the various authors who are now pretending to have written them. I have no proof of this theory, but when I questioned the authors involved, their answers did nothing to change my mind. Sherman Alexie told me it was none of my business. Jules Pfeiffer told me it was none of my concern. Lois Lowry told me she'd never heard anything so ridiculous in all her life. Louis Sacker told me he'd heard something equally ridiculous, but that it was a very long time ago. Kate DiCamillo told me to talk to her lawyer. M.T. Anderson told me to talk to his doctor. Tabitha King told me to talk to her husband. Stephen King told me to talk to his wife. Cory Doctorow told me I should ask Walter Dean Myers, who told me to go bother Linda Sue Park, who directed me to Gregory Maguire, who told me that he had a special message from Chris Van Allsburg, which was to go away and leave him alone and stop talking about Harris Burdick. Finally, John Sheska told me that he would be happy to answer my questions and to please come in and have some ice cream. And then after a long pause, he fled through the window and left me alone, and it turned out to be sherbet. Perhaps it doesn't matter. Perhaps these stories were written by Harris Burdick, and perhaps they were not. Either way, the mysteries of Harris Burdick continue, and if you listen to this book, you will likely be mystified yourself. As you listen to the stories and ponder the mysteries of Harris Burdick, you will find yourself in a mystery that joins so many authors and readers together in breathless wonder.